one of the sports that has been off and running for the last little bit has been the PGA, and quite a bit of drama has been provided thanks to that. Here to help us break down what we've seen and what we're about to see is Todd Halpin. Todd, it's been a minute since you and I have chatted on the radio. How's it going today?
Yeah, it's been a little while, but yeah, still tuning in and listening to you guys in the afternoons and such, so yeah, it's been a little while, and obviously things have changed a lot in the world of sports, but yeah, like you said, golf has been back for a few events now, and with back-to-back weeks here at Muirfield Village for the workday and then now the Memorial, it's the moment we're all waiting for, Tiger Woods' return.
Yeah, and that's certainly the storyline heading into this week, and a tournament he's very much associated with the Memorial. I like that you brought up it being at the same course. Even though the course name is going to be the same, I'm imagining a few things will be changed up from one weekend to the next, or are we going to be seeing a lot of what we saw from last weekend just coming up again here this weekend?
Yeah, there are some changes to the golf course. A handful of tee boxes are going to be different. Some of the tee box rotations on the par threes are going to be pretty exaggerated, but for the most part, they can't really do a heck of a lot other than that. And you'll see the rough height a little bit thicker, a little bit taller in the Memorial tournament this week, and certainly the green speeds will be quite a bit faster. They're going for 13 on the stimp meter as opposed to 11 or an 11 and a half, which was for last week. So I would anticipate the scores to be quite a bit higher than they were last week. Morikawa and Justin Thomas tied at 19 under, where Morikawa went and won in a three-hole playoff. But yeah, I don't expect that 19 under mark to get hit this week.
Yeah, as far as Colin Morikawa is concerned, I think he's pretty good if they just make minimal changes. Just keep things the way it was, and he'll be perfectly fine as he comes away with a really dramatic victory in a three-hole playoff over Justin Thomas. Some of the putts that were being made and just the shot-making in general, that was an absolute blast to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, it was super exciting. I was able to catch it live as well, and my goodness, that was clutch golf from both players. Justin Thomas making that like 50 or 60 foot putt on the 18th hole in the playoff hole there. And then to have Morikawa make it right on top of him. You can't imagine what that place would have been like had there been fans. It would have been absolutely berserk. And you'd think after Justin Thomas makes that first putt, does Morikawa actually make that follow-up putt to keep the playoff going if there was crowds? So
right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing this week in Memorial Tiger with no crowds, which is unheard of. Like in his presser this morning, he was making jokes about how he had crowds in college, junior golf, high school golf for Tiger Woods. And now he's, best golfer of all time. And there'll be just crickets out there after every shot. So it'll be wild.
Well, and that's part of the Tiger effect that people talk about, where if you're golfing with Tiger, you have these crowds that you've probably never seen before following you. And if you're not, you're trying to concentrate while there's a roar two, three, four holes away. I wonder, not so much on Tiger, but maybe the Tiger effect on everyone else. I wonder how much that will play into it this weekend.
Yeah, really well said there. The Tiger effect is something that I don't really think we've seen as much of that as we've wanted to. And, you know, with Tiger winning the Masters last year, I guess we got a taste of it for sure. Yeah, like Colin Morikawa winning last week, Bryson DeChambeau doing what he's doing. Are those guys acting the same way? Are they behaving? Are they performing the same way if Tiger Woods is in the group ahead or the group behind? I'm not convinced. So I think the Tiger effect is fully alive and well. And I mean, it just depends if he's going to be in contention on Sunday. So obviously a great track record at the Memorial for Tiger Woods. So, I mean, he's used to having long breaks and then coming back. That's what he's done his whole career. Now, granted, those are always typically in the winter, but still he's the guy that takes the time off to prepare for the major events and goes out and wins. So, you know, his ratio of wins to actual events played is off the charts. So, you know, it'd be foolish to think that he's just going to blow up this week. Like, he's ready for Muirfield. He's been practicing like crazy. His body's healthy. He's feeling good. He sounded super prepared in his press conferences today. So, yeah, I'm not necessarily going to pick him to win. I'm not betting on him, but I'm certainly not going to bet against him either.
And I mean, if you want to pay attention to Tiger and the group he's in, there's a couple not bad guys who are out there as well with Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka. They aren't messing around with some of these groups this weekend, at least for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, pretty exciting. And I think it's good for the tour to do that because if some of these stars are missing the cut, you're not going to get the airtime on Saturday, Sunday with them, namely Brooks, who hasn't been playing that good lately. But yeah, Bryson, Patrick Cantlay, and Colin Morikawa in a featured group. You've got Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, and Xander Schauffele in another one. And then, as you mentioned, the Tiger, Rory, Brooks, Koepka pairing, or grouping, I should say. I mean, they're going to show every shot, hopefully, from every guy in those groups, and they're just going to be going toe to toe all day Thursday, Friday. And it's, golf has been back for a long time, but I feel like the true golf fans are kind of thinking about this a little further and realizing that, hey, this Thursday, this is the round we've been waiting for. Rory, Tiger, and Brooks playing head to head. Granted, it's a Thursday, but at that Memorial, of course, they all know no fans, so they're going to get to focus as much as they need to. They're going to not have those distractions from the massive galleries following Tiger. So, yeah, it'll be amazing TV. I'm hoping it's going to be great.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Chatting with Todd Halpin here in the nine on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Another one of the standout moments so far, maybe not moments, but talking points anyway, has been the play of Canadian golfers over the last couple of years, really. But during this break, where we saw a few toward the top of the leaderboard, at least in the early going last weekend, and now we got four Canadians in the top 100. We haven't had that before. This has been just an amazing time to watch some of these pros from our country really grow on a major international stage.
Yeah, it's exciting. In the last couple of years, you've got all four of those guys winning. And the way the world ranking system works, obviously I don't know the ins and outs of it, but there's a lot of weight that goes into who you finish higher than. So in order to climb the world rankings, you have to beat the guys ahead of you. So a lot of times you'll see great players shoot tremendous scores, but they finish 23rd or 29th or 19th. And so there's still, 22, 25 guys that they don't beat. So you cannot gain ground against guys you don't beat. So for these guys to climb into that ranking, that means week in, week out, they're placing high enough to beat a significant amount of the field. T6s, that's significantly a better finish than a T21, even if it's maybe only two shots or three shots different. It's about who you finish greater than, or who you finish lower than, rather. So, yeah, to have four of our Canadians in the top 100, first time it's ever happened, pretty exciting. And kind of ironically, Nick Taylor, the guy who did win this year, just cracked the top 100 by, getting 100th position. So Canadian golf is in a great spot, really excited, and hope that the guys can play well in the majors. That's kind of the goal. Tiger kind of set that bar for everyone that tournaments are one thing, but majors are another. And, our group of guys with Hadwin, Corey Connors, Mac Hughes, and Nick Taylor, as far as demeanor, I think they all have what it takes. They're very level-headed, very confident players. And, that's kind of the metal you need there, if you want to call it that, but the mental fortitude that you need to contend in majors. So, obviously, with the British Open getting canceled this year, no Canadian Open, just a couple majors coming up soon here. We're cheering for them, man. I think that would be pretty unreal for Canada to win that major, first major since Mike Weir wins the Masters.
Last one for you. You said not necessarily picking Tiger Woods at the Memorial. Who are a couple of guys on your radar to win this thing this weekend?
I'm super curious about Bryson. His finishes lately have been surreal, basically top 10 in the last six or seven events, lowest score since the break. And, he's had the week off. He's rested. He had a win 2 weeks ago. Tiger's speaking very highly of him. So, I mean, I'm sure Bryson's going to hear that and feel pretty good. So JT losing in a playoff last week, he's going to be my pick this week. I think he's, destined to kind of be world number one for a stretch in his career. And, he's done it before. He's won the FedEx Cup. He's won major tournaments. So I'm going to go with JT, a little bit of a redemption win this week after losing in a playoff last week.
I like it. Todd, this was great, man. Hopefully we get to chat again soon. This was a lot of fun. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Yeah.